is before, when Shantideva advised me to do it, I would have been happier that night. To conclude, there is another advice given by Shantideva in the verse 162. It advises us to admit our fault, even the smallest one, to many people. So I guess I would like to seize this opportunity to confess to you my sense of pride and my laziness. I hope that it may benefit that boy. Thank you.
Okay, good. Huh? It was quite long. Okay, so the last homework, maybe somebody can come, the last question.
There are four characteristics of true suffering: impermanent suffering, empty and selfless. So how are these four characteristics of true suffering antidotes to the four erroneous conceptions? So that was the question, right?
Okay, come. Somebody come and say. Okay, yeah, come. Good. You must come immediately, no? Don't wait. Yeah. You wait, somebody will take your opportunity. That's it. Huh? So must come up quickly as possible.
Hello, hello. Hello, okay. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. By realizing how our aggregates is impermanent and undergoes momentary change, we dispel the misconception of holding this aggregate to be permanent.
Okay. So, antidote to permanent is meditation on impermanent. Okay? That's your answer, yeah? Then, next.
By meditating on how our aggregates are the basis for experiencing the three types of sufferings, we dispel the misconception of holding contaminated pleasurable feelings as bliss and the contaminated body as pure or purity.
Can you repeat that one?
Meditating on suffering dispel the misconceptions of bliss and purity.
Okay.
The second feature you're saying, the suffering, is antidote to two erroneous conceptions, right? Yeah.
정화당 말해. 그래서 동화와 공부하기 아니 정화당
대화
대회 님부치. Okay. Good. That.
By meditating on how our aggregates is empty of self-sufficient substantial existence, and there's and lack of inherent existing self, we dispel the misconception of holding this aggregates as having a self. So that the aspect of empty and selfless dispel the misconception of self.
Correct.
So Prasangika view, how you say?
What you say is correct. Any what you Kelvin say is correct. You have any disagree what he said? Yeah. Any disagreement and comment, say, no. What Kelvin says is not correct, then you have to say something. I think what he says is correct.
How does then one address the way the lower schools address uses the four aspects of true sufferings to overcome the four erroneous conceptions? If you only abide with the higher school's conception assert from the perspective of higher school, then how would the lower school use the
he's not talking only the high school, lower school, he's talking generally. It's cover for everything. Yeah. What is Kelvin saying, cover for everything, not like high school, lower school different, he's not saying that. What he said is talking generally, all tenets is covered. You say inherent, empty of inherent existence, then of course you have to make that word different. The Dharma was in Jayarvata. Rang Shima was said, Dharma was in Jayarvata. Do you know that? Tumundrava. Dharma was said, Rang Shima was in Jayarvata. Rang Shima was in Jayarvata. Rang Shima was in Jayarvata. The Dharma was in Jayarvata. Tumundrava. Tsiglaya.
Yeah, you said empty of inherent existence, right? So that has to go with Prasangika. But if you say something that fits all the four tenets, you know the common that everybody empty of?
No. Empty of being permanent, unitary, yeah. Independent, and so on.
Okay, if follow the lower school, then the empty refers to emptiness of permanent, unitary, independent existence, and selfless refers to empty of a self-sufficient substantial existence.
Okay, that's correct. Yeah.
Correct.
Do you understand what we're talking about? Huh? You see. That, 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 rire la ya che ju shi shi shan ni chi gyo re da de shi mi da ju ru se to na
the four noble truths each of them has four characteristics making a total of 16 characteristics eh
Oh, to shin, that's just not that Dungal didn't be chisels to go on that, that meet up Dungal Tonga, Dame, she is to shinita Dungal didn't be imbala, that meet up by imba, Dunga imba, Anishi Dunga imba, Dame imba, that chisel in this Changu yore.
So the four characteristics of true suffering are impermanent, suffering, empty, and selfless. So a true suffering is impermanent. A true suffering is suffering. A true suffering is empty. And a true suffering is selfless.
어떻게니? 다 뒤치도 들에 가서 살았다. 제가 가서 연락해 갔으나 다 친절로 시 있으니까 좀 숨해. 아, 장화. dewa, dakpa, dakdu tsimba sinda, chinje lo shi sini duyung kureta, chinje lo shi di, doya ki shi du, da, dunga dimi, kejo shi di sungu yare.
So I mentioned what the four erroneous conceptions are in the last lesson. So to repeat, yeah, so what are the four erroneous conceptions? So there are many erroneous conceptions, right? So these are the four features of true suffering are taught to dispel four specific erroneous conceptions. And what are they? The erroneous conception of conceiving impermanent as permanent, conceiving suffering as bliss, right? Conceiving the impure to be pure, and then conceiving selfless as self. Yeah.
어떻게 다 대체도 단다 티레 가소래 단다 단다 바바 토메기 다 티앙고 가소래 단라 아바 도와스 다 티낭라
라 가오라
단라 아바 도와스 도와 바바 토메지 도와스 시다 단다 토메기 다 슝나라 토요래 가르스나 둥알 땜베 남바 찌기 친제 로찌기 님보 찌기래스
둥알 찌기 남바
둥알 땜베 남바 찌기 친제 로찌기 님보 찌기래스
So in one of our Sangha's texts, he said that one aspect of true suffering acts as an antidote to one erroneous conception.
어떻게 대식대라 아니 둥알 때문에 남바 찍이 아니 진실로 니기 냠보치 그래서 어떻게 된 거야?
Then, following that sentence, there's another sentence which says an aspect of true suffering. Acts as an antidote to two conceptions.
도시네. 드네 아니 남바 타마니기스. 또또 남바 타마니기니 신제로 타마치기 님보스다.
Then followed by another sentence, the two aspects of true suffering acts as an antidote to one conception, one erroneous conception.
어떻게니? 다 대치도 가라. 다 바보토메 도스마레. 다가나신 다 제주를 배치기. 다 뒤 턴다리 마세로 땅에도 가라. 다 벌진 벌진 또게 나왔어. 다 벌진 하나 뒤에도 와. 벌진 벌진이 대화시야래. 다 대나라 도스마. 딱벌 준비 님보 가르르스나. 미다베 남바 콤바디 안 딱벌 준비 님보레스다.
So Kidrup Jay in one of his texts clarified what the Asanga said. Yeah. So Kedrupche said that the aspect of impermanence acts as an antidote to the conception of permanence.
독체 다 디네마 아니 짱와당 대월 짐비 님볼라 아니 가르스나 아니 둥하고 고메드레스 어떡신이 숭지
And meditation on dukkha, misery or suffering, the second aspect, right, of true suffering. So meditation on suffering is an antidote to the erroneous conceptions of purity and bliss.
어떻게 되네? 마다 닥두진바스, 닥두진비, 님볼라 가르르스나, 다 아니 동안다 담에 고메, 다 독신이 동안다
And meditation on empty and selfless, the third and fourth aspect or characteristics of the true suffering, is the antidote to the conception of selfless as self, right? So it's an antidote to that erroneous conception, yeah.
어떻게니? 다 디네마 가르소래. 다 지, 다 돈다 지발해. 다 돈다 지주래. 다왜 양측 지 가르소래? 대화지 나라 팀구도. 뺀다 장화당. 다 돈다 장화당. 대외 님보니 둥할 때면 남바 찍레스 그렇습니다. 아, 둥하고 매트레스 어떻습니까? 세구신이 숨쉬 어떻게
And in Jisun Rendawat's one of Jisun Rendawat's commentary, he said that the meditation are the erroneous conceptions of purity and bliss are counteracted by the meditation on the aspect of suffering. Meditation on suffering. So he said very clearly.
어떻습니까? 다디 다 윤재 수행도 하나 디 숨겨야 돼. 맨날 장화당 대화 진바 세디 유라 주인도 하나 집어도 없이 맨날 장화당 대 대화 진바 세도 유라 주인도 하나 이동해 남바 진도 주거디 다 더우 시겨야 돼. 유언게 남바 진도 주거디 장화 진바 대화 진바 세도 유언게 남바 진도 지 진대지 또 진수 집어 차기 여장 티 년벌라 아니 동아오 겁나 안 동아오 겁나 로티기 텔라 딱딱하게 뉴트베시다.
So why is the meditation on the characteristic of suffering? Yeah, the second characteristic of true suffering is suffering, right? Or dukkha, yeah? Why is the meditation on that an antidote to two erroneous conceptions? Because the way or the mode of apprehension or the way of how the erroneous conceptions of purity and bliss their way of apprehending the objects are similar in that they conceive the apprehended object as pleasant, as attractive. So because these two erroneous conceptions have a similar way of apprehending their object, right? In the sense of having a similar aspect of the pleasant object, right? As such, then the meditation on suffering can is the antidote, yeah? To these two erroneous conceptions. So that's how it is explained.
어떻습니까? 샤코야시 디송도 자단 다티냐 랍과 균제티 벤다 치제로 시 여바나시 다 동아딘베 치조 시 유구야레 다 갑골랑 저티 시여선 시시 딱다 잡고 그래서 도바진 것도 와 벤다 미탑 딱바진 년벌라 아니 미탑고 메레스 아니 시다 대화진들 로디 도하시도 동안 고메레스 다 장화들 가르샤고스나 아니 동안 고메레스 다음에 봐 닥도 주바세디 다음에 봐 고메레스 독신이 자르국도 세다 멍부신구이하래 재산다디 디크마레스 어떡신다 그러나 장화진들 로쇼 안 동안 고메디 미디거로시 어떡신이다 중국 콩도관에 디크마레스도 숨구이하래
So why did I bring up this for discussion? Yeah, because you know when people are asked, you know, generally, right, or how, for example, the four characteristics of true suffering, an antidote to the four erroneous conceptions. More often than not, people will assume that because there are four erroneous conceptions, and since there are four aspects of true suffering that you need to meditate on, oh, definitely, a particular aspect of true suffering is an antidote to just one erroneous conception, you know. So, which means people would probably think that, oh, meditation on the aspect of impermanence is an antidote to the erroneous conception of permanence, and meditating on suffering is the antidote to the erroneous conception of bliss. And then they will say that, oh, meditation on the aspect of empty, you know, the third characteristic of true suffering, right, would be an antidote to purity, right? Right, the erroneous conception of purity. So, and then the last one, selfless, the meditation on the aspect of selfless would be an antidote to the erroneous conception of self, isn't it, right? However, this is wrong. So if you look at what is mentioned in the treatises, right, they can show you stuff in the treatises that tells you that, hey, salah, this is wrong. No, it's not like that. Like how the meditation on the aspect of empty is an antidote to the erroneous conception of purity. Yeah, that is wrong.
What is that? 되게 딱가서 했던다. 가서 했다.
So it is clearly said in the teachings that the meditation on the aspect of suffering acts as the antidote. It counteracts the erroneous conceptions of purity and bliss. Yeah. So by meditating on how everything is in the nature of suffering, right, we can counteract the erroneous conceptions, conceiving of that which is impure to be pure, and it can counteract the erroneous conception of conceiving that which is suffering as bliss. Yeah.
어떻게 다들 다들 예국이 하래 어떻게 예시하는 로라 차와치나 약부여 하래 어떻게 야 당시 아니 지 관예 도부시 국이 하래 년 받지 못 면 받지 아니 삼로 당시 삼로 관예 삼기 난 대도부시 국이 하래 어떻게
So you need to keep this in your mind, but not just kind of retaining the what I've just said, you know, and regurgitating. But yes, you need to do that. But more importantly, you need to understand how this is the case, you know. Yeah, well, how, for example, the erroneous conceptions are counteracted by, you know, these different characteristics of true suffering. You need to really understand the point. Yeah.
어딘데래? 다 도시네. 다 가서 시간 시네. 가서 잤다. 다 루템 가서 땅에서 잠만이셔 시 시에 가버래. 빨리 루템 만이셔. 아니 초아템 만이셔. 아니 심지만이 최지만이 시작됐습니다. 딘데시 용에 대한 딱 시주 찍을 때래 딱 딘데 친절로 시 아니 똑같이 시도 아니 전반이 시고매 어디서 숨어도 와.
And we've been talking about recently we've been talking about the four close placements of mindfulness. Yeah. So the four are the close placements of mindfulness of body, feelings, mind, and phenomena. So one way of explaining these four close placements of mindfulness is tying these four to the four erroneous conceptions. Yeah. So there's one way of explaining how these four close placement of mindfulness are antidotes to the four erroneous conceptions.
So if
you remember what was said in the previous class, isn't it, right? We have this natural idea that the body, you know, is the dwelling place or the residence of the person and the self, right? And based on this, when wrong ways of thinking, you know, misconceptions come into play, based on this, then we generate a attachment, and which then leads us to accumulating karma, and which then, of course, keeps us in suffering, keeps us in samsara. Yeah. So, meditation on the impurity of the body counteracts this erroneous conception.
Much
has been said about meditation on the impurity of the body, yeah, in chapter 8 of engaging the Bodhisattva deeds, which we just covered quite recently, right? So you have to take the information from that chapter and utilize it in your reflections, you know, meditations, right? In short, right, we meditate on, so in chapter 8, right, the meditation on the impurity of the body is done by examining the very nature of the body itself, how it is by nature dirty, and also examining the cause of the body, and examining the results of the body, right, what it gives rise to, right? And so by examining the entity, cause, and result in relation to our contaminated, appropriated aggregates, right, we come to understand how the body is indeed impure, how it is dirty. And through that, then at least we can reduce our attachment to the body, we can kind of reduce our this erroneous conception, conceiving of the body as pure, no? And gradually to even overcome this erroneous conception.
What does it mean? That is, that is, that Lutjaman is a common point to that. Debe lula mixe, that Karsware. Debe lu, and the Tata lu, Mahombe lu, what did that demo Tata Sumge lula mixe? That someone's in Botoka, what did they love saying?
There are also advice pertaining to meditating on the body of the past, the present, and the future in order to, as part of the exercise of weakening and removing this erroneous conception of the body as impure, as pure. Yeah. Next is the close placement of mindfulness of feelings. Yeah. And as I mentioned before, we are basically working day in and day every day, you know, in and out. What are we looking for at the end of the day? We are look, you know, when we say we enjoy, we enjoy stuff, we enjoy life, we enjoy this and that. What exactly are we looking forward to enjoying? Basically, interaction, feeling, experiencing pleasure, isn't it? Which is a feeling, isn't it? So, end of the day, that's what we are all looking forward to always, right? Enjoying. We say enjoying, but enjoying what? This pleasant feeling. That's what we are looking for every day, isn't it? Right? But for us, it always involves attachment and craving, right? When there's a pleasant experience, pleasant feeling is manifest, we always get emotionally involved with it, strong attachment, yeah? And of course we accumulate karma, and that's how we continue to circle in cyclic existence, right? So in order to stop suffering, we have to stop attachment, craving for feelings, yeah, and in particular here, pleasant feelings, right? And the way to counteract this attachment is to reflect on how even pleasant feelings are in the nature of suffering.
Mm-hmm. 다 sibikingita jagana chiyungashi dati sebro jadanta tartuna pagi chowa sedita kuz dungal chungchigi shiyimashita tongtukdo chowa dila dawar dabayna datonda seba shiwi piyangashi.
We obviously we have craving, isn't it? What do we crave for? We crave for feelings, pleasant feelings in particular, isn't it? I mean, of course, yeah, basically we are craving for feelings. Feeling, right? Craving for feelings. So, what is the condition for craving to arise? Feelings. Feelings. For us, feelings, our experiences, is the condition for us to, for craving to arise. And we follow after that, and then that craving becomes grasping, right? And with grasping, then you have the link of, you know, of the 12 links of dependent origination, you have the link of potential existence, isn't it? Right? And then from that comes birth. And when you have birth, you're going to have aging, you're going to have sickness, you're going to have death. So if you analyze in this way, you can see the very source, origin, of all of our problems and suffering, samsara. Yeah? Basically, it's the feelings, our experiences, our feelings.
What do you mean? That is, just that the couple that chose the kasaka, do not be rushed to tongue. That today, chose in good order. That chose the service, chapati, that young to tongue, right? 어떻게 다티 뉴로 달라 초아스리 동학이랑 신대다 신다고 초아스리 다 변화 타다의 초아당 다 변화 타다의 초 다 대배 초아질 삼로 당신다 변화 가서래 다 초아테만 예수도 가나 대망로 타다와 숨다 대바 아니 타다와 마음에 저 초아 숨다 테만 예수 고메 용그러와 다 대배 초아라 삼로 당지 티라 빡체 아니 다들 초아티야 다들 초아대 무슨 낭도 방어도 대화도 낭제 잡아 찍어야 되는 대배 초아를 대바이나 찍어 시장에 대배 초아되게 타도나 동을 대바를 시시 대화 탈침에 대화 짐을 미친 것이 다 독수 대바이나 다들 초아대 찍어라 동안에 랑신을 했어 다 마음변에 겨울이 주의 초아대야 다 동안에 랑신을 했어 어떡신다 그러와 대배 초아 빼셔야지 아니 다다와도 마음에 소 독신다
birth, aging, sickness, death comes from potential existence, which comes from grasping, which comes from craving, and the condition for craving to arise is feelings, isn't it? So, and our problem is that we think that the feelings, and in particular pleasant feelings, are so desirable, is it? So good, is it? That's the problem, is it? Because of that, then that gives rise to obviously a craving and very strong grasping, right? So, of course, there's no denying that we all have feelings, isn't it? Feelings arise, all kinds of feelings, right? But the point is that it's not so much about the feeling, it's about our attachment to the feelings, is it? Our attachment to the feelings, is it? Which gives rise to all the problems. So yes, we may experience pleasurable feelings, but we have to see for ourselves that they are in the nature of suffering as they are, and when we meditate on a close placement of mindfulness or feelings, we also like what I mentioned earlier, we think of using our experiences that we have really that really happened in the past, and by using our experiences of memories of those experiences, then we can also come to understand how the present feelings and future feelings are in the nature of suffering. So we all have many experiences of pleasure, for example, isn't it, right? Isn't it? So when a pleasurable feeling arises now in the present, we don't see it instinctively as something as suffering, isn't it? We don't see it in the nature of suffering. We see it, you know, as something that's so desirable and something to be had and something to be followed. Yeah. So then, but nevertheless, we need to counteract this wrong idea about pleasurable feelings. Eh? And we can do that by just, you know, tapping on our memories of our past experiences, isn't it? We have had many past experiences of pleasure, right? But there's nothing much to be said about them, right? Which are actually, basically, if you think about it, all our past experiences of pleasure is just nothing, isn't it? Actually, it's nature of suffering, isn't it? So if that's the case, and we have really experienced that, then our present feelings, no matter how they appear to us at the present moment, right, they appear as something very desirable, wonderful, you know, not in the nature of suffering, but if we tap on our memories of our past experiences, we know that we can come and remind ourselves that our present experiences of pleasurable feelings, for example, it's not different from our past experiences. And from that, you know, we can, you know, at least reduce our kind of attachment to current experiences of pleasure. And likewise, all the pleasurable experiences, feelings that we may experience in the future, it's going to be pretty much the same in nature, isn't it? In that they are actually suffering.
Otoxine, Chetanta, Tso, Tunga, Comedy, that Kishim Shagare, Otire, Canada, Tso, Castle, Pena, that Tunga, Comse, that Tso City, Tso City, that Tunga, Kishi, Machitata, Motu, Tuxineta, Tso, Temanisha, Comse, Tso City, when is it Tunga, Junghui, but when is it Teletin, Tunga, Tunga, Jugio, but and Shanghai Kishim, in the Shintuna.
So it is important that through this meditation on the close placement of mindfulness of feelings, we come to understand that how our feelings, our experiences, feelings are the source or origins of all our problems, our suffering. Yeah, it's a condition, yeah? It leads to suffering, right? So that's important to understand. And because when we able to see this and then, you know, just, you know, get used to, you know, this idea, you know, this understanding, and then internalize, right? We can definitely kind of, you know, counteract and reduce our attachment to feelings. So you remember Shantideva also mentioned, right, that he asked in the text, right, why are we still so attached to our pleasurable experiences, you know? Because he said that whatever pleasure that we are experiencing and will experience is not going to be any different from what we have experienced in the past. In fact, there's no pleasure that we have not experienced in the past. And whatever pleasures that we will experience in the present, that we are experiencing in the present, and whatever we will experience as we go on with life, those experiences will not be any different from what we had already gone through in the past, and they will not be any different, and they will not be any better. Yeah, that's the one. They will not be any better. So as such, though, he questions the reader, right? Then why, you know, why are we still so kind of hung up, you know? And still, you know, like, you know, very clinging on to.
Pleasure,
pleasant feelings. Yeah, so I think really the one of the very best ways to think about this is to just tap on our memories of all the pleasures that we experienced in the past, isn't it? Right? it always ends up in some and whatever pleasures or pleasant experiences, it ends up as basically just something as some suffering, something that is not really satisfying, isn't it? Right. So, quite evident. It's our experience, isn't it? We've gone through it numerous times. So, remember that. And when we get hung up on our pleasures now, just remind ourselves that, it's not going to be any different from the past,
dungo chijigi ta, rashi chini pachi ta, dosin ta, gom gyange ina, ati ni mare.
Yeah, so we have to see and come to understand and for ourselves that whatever experience of pleasure, right, here, including our day-to-day, the experience of pleasure, so-called happy, contaminated feelings, cause of suffering. They are actually producers of pain and suffering. So, of course, that is if you are a practitioner or meditator. Then, yeah, this is what you have to think about.
What in the shop, Tokshine, Chatanta, Chosen, Toa said it, Milam Nashinji, Sunguyore, Toa said it, Milam Nashinji.
Our past experiences of pleasure are like dreams, isn't it? So once you wake up from a dream, yeah, that's it. Yeah, if you can't go back, you can't go back again, right, to the same dream, right? So likewise, whatever shock experiences, happy, those things that we find, pleasurable, nice, shock, just like dreams are in that, but nothing much we can point to except that we experienced it before. That's about it. I remember I experienced it before. That's about it.
What in the shop? That to shine that Kasore and Kara Larda. What to shine? Dinema and Kara. That Mitabo combat, that symptom when you shall combat it. That to not Kasore, so to that. Send me top of the comche.
Next is the close placement of mindfulness of mind. We all have a very concrete sense of I, self, or person. Right? We have this sense of the I being something eternal, permanent, enduring, always there, isn't it? Right? Very solid, unchanging, right? And as I mentioned before, right? Instinctively, I think everyone would regard, if you are pushed to point to something that is you, that is the I, the person, right? I guess most people, almost everyone would say that, you know, they would say that, oh, I'm the mind. What is the person? What is the I? It's the mind, my mind, you know, right? So anyway, there's this concept, right? I mean, this idea, oh, I'm, my mind is me, you know, that's me, you know. And we conceive of the self, you know, the mind as the self, and conceiving the self as eternal, enduring, permanent, not changing, isn't it, right? So in order to overcome the erroneous conception of the self as permanent and unchanging, we meditate on the momentary nature of our minds. And that is quite evident, it's quite easy, you know. We just observe our minds. I mean, it's never static, isn't it? It's momentary, it changes, isn't it, from moment to moment, yeah? So, with that insight, we can, you know, counteract the erroneous conception of the self as it as permanent, yeah.
Oh, tanda tere, ta tanda tere, ta da, da, sudo ani sikta, ngone sikta ngazo kangala yungde kato, ta nga se, da se, sik takpa do jin se, ti, ti yurumbo por te do jin se, ta sik takpa do jin se, tanda yin, ta tinde yi jingi, ta da ti, ani sikta, suwa yi chidu, ta, ani te kale shu, gyab se, ta tanda takpa jin se, wa tinde yi jingi, ta, अने चाउता मौसम के शाहों तो सोंचे ता दाग दो दिन डूब रचे ता तो ना ते चौसा दिया तिन्दरे बो दाग तापर चम्बच दाग दिन तापर तिम्बो डूब चिंचे ता ती चितु ता मंचु ता ची चिदी अने ची ता चिदी चम्बच चिन्द डो दिया ते तो ना दाग तापर चम्बच चिंचे ने यूं देशी होती Kovani yang, yang tu kuat je. Tato tato tak tak berjimat la je tu dek tu.
We all have this, you know, this solid concrete sense of self-identity, isn't it? And we always think that the self is eternal, enduring in a permanent, unchanging way, right? It's very solid. That is same throughout all of time, you know. Right, it's a very natural feeling, right? You know, there's this I is there. It's always been there, it will always be there, you know. And yes, it is there, not only is it there, it's eternal, it is unchanging. It's never changed, it's always the same. So that is a wrong conception, right? But based on that, you know, based on that, that's why we work for the I, isn't it? Yeah, we work so hard day in and out, yeah, for this unchanging solid me. You know, that's why we do so many things in life, right? So work so hard to take care of it, yeah. And this attitude, this worldview, yeah, leads us into attachment, right? But all the time, right? Yeah. Attachment, and we get angry, and so on and so forth, you know? And well, then of course we accumulate karma, and that's how we continue in cyclic existence. So in a way you can see also how all our problems, suffering, and our whole our samsara comes from this sense of a very a strong sense of an I that is unchanging. Yeah.
Oh, the Sini, or to Simbare, Toxin, Dinema, Anishi, Casor, Taton, the Tibet, the Sim Casor, Sim Tabanisha Comche, Anni, that dark tablets in the Dunsin Dog to her, or Tibet, or what on that Dunsin Dai, or Tibet.
当心了
Yeah,
so by meditating on a close placement of mindfulness of mind, we can counteract the erroneous conception of permanence, yeah, apprehension of permanence, right?
어떠시니? 드네 마음 다 추어져만 있어 제트래 다 나고 따위 아따 추어져만 있어 다 남장이 추어든 군장이 추어탐지 아니 지다 라자트베 아니 다기 다 롱지어셔도 짐바디 다 독구야래 디도 아시도 다 추어져만 있어 곰에 어디 말해.
And the purpose of meditating on the close placement of mindfulness of phenomena is to counteract the wrong idea that all thoroughly afflicted phenomena and completely pure phenomena are objects of utilization of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person.
다 독신이 재산 다디 대검제 다 추 아 군인이 모든 남장이 추 탐제 아니 닥도 투여 말했어. 어떤 다우도 투여 말했으니 또 그래. 또 다음에 뭐 검제 다우도 두 번째 몇 번 또 해 어떻게?
Yeah, so and made by seeing how all phenomena, both thoroughly afflicted phenomena and completely pure phenomena, how they lack a self. Through that, we overcome the erroneous conception conceiving of selfless as self.
어떻게 또 다니다 진실록시 아니 또 아시도 아니 전반에서시 공부하신 독신다 남신 인부이하나 어떻게다 독신자네 숨기어래.
So this is how the meditation on the four close placement of mindfulness acts as the antidote to the four erroneous conception, yeah. And this is how it is explained in Gyaltsab Jaya's essential ornament.
Oh, there's any question on that? Totally satisfied? Any question on that or no? That time somebody was saying that everything is suffering, then become more. Somebody was saying, what? If everything is suffering, including yourself, the environment, is all suffering, true suffering, then that become over renunciation. What? Something like over renunciation. Something like that, somebody asked.
Huh? OTT. That is too much already, right? OTT, right?
Last time we discussed about our service through suffering, include all what we enjoy, become true suffering. Yeah? So then somebody was asking, if that's the case, then what? Over renunciation, also, I don't know. You understand? Huh? Over renunciation. So no point to leave. That is interesting question. No point to leave. Everything suffering left or right. Why we leave? So then over renunciation. So it's become more depression. Huh? So how? Yeah, somebody come and explain. If somebody said that, how are you going to explain? Everything suffering, isn't it? Left to right. What we see. What we...
Your wife is suffering. Children is suffering. Bank account is suffering. iPad is suffering. I will take over your suffering. Just joking. Talking call.
Yeah, anybody have some answer for that? Obo renunciation. On that, you have any answer?
Is there such a thing as over renunciation? Is there such a thing?
It's too much. Point is too much. Too much to leave. The idea is that too much to leave. Now one is easy, one is look very easy. Somebody come and explain. If somebody ask you, what you're going to say?
I think the reason we so say that...
One second. Also, many people say, Buddhists talk only suffering.
Right.
Yeah. No? Right. So why to go and study Buddhists? They talk only suffering. Make more you miserable.
I only sign up for one question.
no, one is, less suffering.
That is same thing, you know, part of the package, you know.
I think the reason why people say that, and also I kind of like feel that also, is because we don't really see that it's suffering. So we think that we are giving up happiness. But if you really realize that everything is true suffering, then you want to give it up. Right?
You won't give up.
Yeah, because you see it as true suffering. But that can only happen after you have realized that indeed all, even all objects of enjoyment and our aggregates are true suffering.
Yeah. Good. So, I don't know what's your name. Sorry, I don't know.
Wichang.
Huh?
Wichang.
Wichang. Okay. Wichang said you know more suffering, so you're able to work harder. Yes? You saying something like that?
No.
No?
Did I say that?
No, I heard something that you really understand the true suffering, then you can work harder. You don't relax. No? I heard something like that.
I think renouncing what is true suffering is not over-renunciation, because nobody wants suffering. So the issue is whether you really understand what true suffering is.
So it is that under everything suffering, then it becomes very tense, it's stress, you know, overwhelmed by the suffering.
But then you also need to understand that there is a way to stop the suffering.
Yeah.
So of course, if the Buddha only taught the first two truths, then there's no hope.
Correct.
Are you hopeful?
Of course. Huh? You have to answer is of course. You see. Where there's doubt. Huh?
Yeah, which school?
My school. My not understanding school. I would like to ask Ken Rinpoche. We were talking about the suffering, pleasant suffering. Pleasant feeling is a cause of suffering and is a producer of suffering. So long if we were to attach to it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So if and only if, of course, yeah, if that feeling, if that the pleasant feeling, say for instance, oh my son, the child, the PSLE score is very good, for instance, and can get into whatever good schools, for instance, you feel happy, yeah, but at the same time, if you're aware that you're not going to, attach to it, it is there and it's gone,
then it is not suffering.
Would I be saying that the subsistence of that high feelings or the happiness would be a suffering? Or if I don't get attached to it, I think I've got to understand that the pleasant feeling is a cause of suffering. Very well understand as if it's attachment. But if there is there's no attachment, and if, of course, we haven't seen emptiness and all that, so all sorts of attachment because it's like all everything is real. If there's no attachment to that feeling, would that be still a source of suffering?
There's no feeling. So a tanyum rotatoto. So a tanyum sore cut it. La. So a tanyum. Well, much you would. No feeling means.
If there's no attachment, then. If you're not attachment, you are not attached to the feeling, then.
See, like I'm happy with that, yeah. You know. Child is got.
No, are you trying to find out that? Oh, whether that is okay, or whether.
Yeah, whether it's okay, or you know, whether it's okay to just recognize that's good, you know.
But
that's it.
You're not attached. You know, that's but at the same time, do you recognize that it is suffering? You know, the feeling.
If I stop it there. And recognizing that's it, you know.
Do you recognize that you're suffering?
I can't at this moment.
Okay, what if you recognize it as suffering? Then what will your reaction be?
If it's...
It's okay, say, Osora.
Say if I recognize, if I feel happy and attached to it, it's obvious. It's obvious it will be suffering. And it's suffering in the sense of not only just as a projecting karma by the end of the... as a, you know, to flip over to another being, and it's a suffering as you are constantly craving for it within this life. But if I just recognize it, oh, that's good, it's good feeling, and just leave it. Or you are saying that it's not possible within our realm anyway.
No, what are you trying to ask? Are you trying to ask, oh, is that okay or not? Is that,
yeah,
is that,
yeah.
Can we
is
leave,
that okay or not?
Can we live life like that or is it? Yeah. Something to work towards, sorry, you know? We just, okay.
Not what
are you trying, are you saying that?
I think whatever it is, you still, you know, the children still got to study, they still got to, you know, take exams, and, you know, you but still other, have other, to get the good results into whatever you but, see, foresee as a future.
But other children, you're not worried, huh?
No, I'm saying that it's as just a general example of maybe not so good example as a joyful feeling.
Understand. But you know today, that's so right.
Right.
차바는 되는 용대지 차기 요래 이나야다 원해지다 거의 가 나왔음체 아니 차페 샹원도 말로 나왔다 약보로 왔다 그래 그냥 까만 좀 망쳐라 다시 다음체 아니 아니 다기 죽 다기 다 파마스도 가나 대단 대시에 따고 가와징도 디념도 차버지 용대시 그래서 디념 읽으면 로스 뭐 어디래
So, you know, for us, no, we are still, you know, we have the apprehension of self, isn't it? Ego, ignorance, right? Because of this apprehension of self, then of course there is apprehension of mind, yeah? So anything belonging to the self, including the children, yeah? Is mind, so it's related to the self, yeah? So it's almost, you can say like, whatever it is, it is involved with attachment. As long as there's a sense of I, which then of course then there will be a sense of mind, whether it's your children or your this or your that, you know, for us, right? You can see it's probably it's attachment. Whether we feel happy or not, there's attachment. It's just attachment. But of course, if you feel happy, but you know, yeah, there's attachment, but we don't follow it, you know? Right? We don't exaggerate, we don't follow it. Then I mean, of course, that itself is good, isn't it?
어, 그래. 다 빼내티로 다 써서 죽으시죠. 다 보게 죽죠. 땅 죽 맞춰서 충분이나.
그래.
다 썸나 가와 용구듬에도 다 뒤에 썸나지 다 하러.
So, let's say if you have children, or somebody that matters to you, right? So if they don't do well in the exams, you feel happy, no?
Yeah,
so it's clear, isn't it? It's because you know we still have an apprehension of self. Therefore, definitely there will be attachment, right? So you know, when somebody who matters to us, whether the children or whatever, you know, when they do well, we are happy, isn't it? Why? It's attachment, right? It's clear, right? When they don't do well, we feel unhappy, right? Come on, that is due to attachment, also, right? That's the.
What in the risha? That doshin is that the shwe ting ho karsana, da karsatanda. 다들 다 소다이 돈나라 요는 제반나니 마토나 따도 대와 니도 줄었다 소소지 부당한 저 쪽이 다 동아계랑 신이 마셔봐이나 마토아이나 동아랑 신이 됐다 소소 내주지 마셔봐이나 아니 배 로식시 이제 대부용 되지 다 내주 마토마이나 다 지금 제반나니 마토나 따도 대와 니도 줄었다 대로 다 지금 소부 신다고 동아계랑 신이 마토노다 흘려 신대 되지
So as I said in the Vinaya, for those who don't see suffering, who don't realize that actually things are in the nature of suffering, right? They are able to stay relaxed and kind of, oh, okay, nothing is wrong. Okay, everything is good, you know? Such people are called Chulen. Children, yeah, we say children, Singlish, children, childish, the childish ones. Yeah,
Papa, what's that?
So that's how the childish lead their lives. Yeah, that's what they think. That's their worldview. So you know they're kind of like relaxed, no? Thinking that everything is fine, you know. But you have superiors as well. Yeah, they also think everything is fine and relaxed, you know. But and they feel relaxed and they think that it's fine because they have the same experience, but the reason is different because they see suffering. They realize suffering as suffering. And because of that, they are cool about it.
But in there, that's why I should have been a so da. Supula Nazashu, Yavasheta. Anything 마시지 흘레 대바디 야가유나 야 암지기 따세세 나세도 두스는 오조치시다 가기디 야가임이디 섬로다야도 나서 여바 강시라 다 소소 하마 화세 대세 설정 마 탕부인신 대야다 암지 통제 대로 나서 두스니 시어바 거기 이야기를 해서 어떻게 다 섬로다야도
So as to which you prefer, yeah, of the two examples, which you prefer, yeah, in order to in order to see which is better, yeah, you think of the example first, yeah. So if you are sick, if you have a sickness, you know, is it better to not know that you are sick, or is it better to discover it with the help of a doctor? Ignorance is bliss, right? No, the first one is called ignorance is bliss, yeah. So it's better to know that we are sick and then do something about it, right?
You don't think that? Huh? What think that? That?
I think some people not convinced. My KK, huh?
Hi, Karen Boche.
Hi, good morning.
About over-renunciation. Oh. I think that there really need to be a balance. Because at that night, when I heard about true suffering, and everything is suffering and suffering and suffering and suffering, the idea of over-renunciation came to my mind, and it was very valid at that point in time because, I mean, if everything is suffering, every single thing, every pleasure, the sweet mango that I taste, the pleasant music that I listen to, they are all contaminated. What is this life for? You know? I might as well go and die now.
Huh?
Because, no, I'm just... You know?
You think they'll solve the problem?
No. No, like if everything is contaminated, like so bad, I might as well like, bye, you know? But then the thing is, it's so silly because, and then, you know, in the past there are books that I read by His Holiness, and all I read is suffering. And then I came to this class and my gratitude is as vast as the whole entire universe to Ken Rinpoche Geshe-Chuni and Gumela for explaining. It no longer is, although the devil sometimes will come out and say, you go and die, it no longer is just suffering as it is. Because like what Wee Chiang say, if the Buddha has only taught us two noble suffering, the true suffering, the first two part, and didn't tell us about the true cessation and the true path, then yeah, might as well go and die. But then, that's not the case, it didn't end at the first two. And also, the example that you gave, if I know I'm ill, I'd rather know that I'm going to die than ignorance is bliss, because then I can do something about it. And many years back when I attended the basic Buddhism class with Gyumela, it felt like a breeze of cool air when he told us that knowing that there is suffering in this whole entire universe is actually very liberating because there's something you can do about it. And knowing it right in your face is like I don't know. It's better than not knowing it. But sometimes I'm just saying, right? sometimes the people who doesn't read or who doesn't come and attend classes like these, you tell me true suffering is like everything is suffering. I'm like, okay, I would just jump. But then after attending classes, I know there's no such thing as over-renunciation. I was just being naughty that night. And I just want to come and explain myself for being naughty. Thank you.
So there's no over-renunciation, right? Wow. Mm-hmm. Is this your first appearance?
I think the reason why we suffer a lot is because we have a lot of expectation. Yeah. If we learn to let go of our expectation, our mind will be at ease. Because the more our expectation, the more we suffer. So it's all due to expectation. We expect result, we expect this and that. So this is just a short and sweet answer to all the suffering. Okay? It's expectation that causes us to suffer. We all expect something in return, you see? So sometimes we aim for higher expectation, we suffer more. So we learn to let go of the expectation we have of everything we do. You know, slowly and slowly we let go. Our mind will be at ease. Thank you.
Okay, good. Tat? Pena tat? Karsore. Pena. Nawa. Se tonda yin. Karsore pagi pena. Kana pesi shantir, sasen ya orlimbe pungbo sedi, ko karasang, ko jigyu yoba, ta jigyu yoba, ani nagyu yoba, tindeji, korangi netan yoba, shetumna, shendamido kebara yoba, di shengu yore, shenba yana, shendamido kebara yoba yore, ma shenba yana, ta sasen ya orlimbe pungbo sedu, ta korang laga nashin, expectation, ta po, Bakpare, temple is Zindeva Chesi. Good, you are to give up. Nagyoba, this Hamas, Takpa Tempu Shu, Suji Kanchim, Zindukana, top to a little one, Shanamed to my Yumashi. Some of us, Kanga Shanamed. Till the dog set up, Mitapa, Tunga, the task. Tindagin is Yapu Shamina, Tunga Kare Jumbana, Corona, Corona, Tindish Rescot, Kang Yamsai Kayo, Madison Tako. Look, except Shalla Yumkuru material.
It is important to understand and to accept that we are changing from moment to moment. We are aging. We will get sick. Yeah, we will get sick. We will die one day. Yeah, that is a fact, a reality that can never change. So it is better to know it. And importantly, to accept it, rather than holding on to, like, you know, what the gentleman said, right? You know, like, you know, he used the word expectation, but basically, I mean, that's the psychology of most people, isn't it, right? You know, you have this idea that, you know, life has to be like that, good, you know, and never change, no more. But that's the problem, you see, because in when the world presents itself in a different way to what you expect or want it to be, then when change comes, we get shocked, right? Huge shock, isn't it? When suddenly people get sick or terribly ill, or suddenly when they have to die, then they get so shocked, no? Why? You know, there's no need to get so shocked, is it? Right? The shock comes from the expectation, right? You know, things cannot be like that. Must not be like that, should not be like that, cannot be like that, you know. The pain comes from that, isn't it? But if we accept, you know, recognize that it is like that, well, at least like it or not, that's how life is, it's the nature. Then, when we do experience problems like sicknesses and when death comes in, then there's much less suffering, isn't it? Right? Yeah, so there's huge difference in knowing that we are suffering than blindly refusing to look at it, you know. Yeah.
Oh, just today some time I got to shame, but my shame is gone.
Sure.
그 신시하니 다 소속했다 가수하랬다 뭔지 지용하래 그런 용사겠다 사전이 열린 품복관은 그 동화 중직의 시절에 쓰는 거 동화의 주인도 가는 거 시위지다 선박강의 명호시다 용발에서 독신했다 낙발도 뒤땡네 다 내게 남셨다 선물 땅뚱만에 신남에다 용띵 사부도 그러고 뒤매나요 그 품복 세대 그런다 그 직발에 치와 윤거래 나자 나게래 쓴다 그 중화시 초발된 특대반장 또 중화 천만인도 나자 용대하지 들고 깨몽부지 전에 용대하지래 진작에 내서 하고 나한테 그막 가르신 나르신 치와시였단 말 가르신 난 나게 이뤘어 가르신이 난 나랬어 주제께 고고함이도 하고 류카랑 뒤인장 나자 용어 찍으로 다 중화를 쓴다 고 소소했던 먼진 캐네 치트나
So if we accept, understand and accept that the body that we have is the basis for all the suffering of this life, isn't it? If we don't have this, there's no basis to experience suffering. So it's the vessel, the medium, the conduit, you know, where all the experiences of this life is experienced, isn't it? Right. So it is the basis, the reason why we suffer in the first place is because we have this body. No, you accept it, and then this life is much easier. When problems come, you know, it's no big deal. You know? Otherwise, you get so shocked. No? That's why a lot of people, they can't accept it. No? They can't, you know, they don't understand that the body is aging momentarily, you know, aging, you know, disintegrating. Don't understand that it's the nature of suffering, right? Don't understand that you will get sick. Don't understand that you will die. You will cease to exist one day. That's why you see many people, no? Always they say when they get into trouble, no? Or especially when they get sick, they have this sickness or that. No? They say, "Why me? Why me? Why am I sick? Why is it? You know? Why am I sick?" they are not asking it in a philosophical way. It's a complaint, right? You know, it's like not being able to accept, right? Why am I sick? You know, it gives them so much unhappiness and so much suffering. But if you understand that, you like it or not, this is the nature of life. Right? Because you have a body, you will suffer, right? If you accept it, you know, that this is life. You know? So when a problem comes, definitely the mind will not be so disturbed. Yeah? Definitely.
What did you say? I need to talk to you. 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 I need to talk to you.
So we don't recognize that this is life, this is the nature of life, the reality of it, nothing we can do about it. We don't recognize and we don't accept, no? Don't accept, yeah? Then when a problem comes, no? Suddenly, you know, you never know, right? All of us, you know, are subject to sicknesses, right? Some sickness happens, or suddenly, you know, death approaches, no? Then, you know, then there will be so much worry, you know? So much fear, worry, you know, and suffering, you know?
어때다 네 섬소트네 다 돈다니 동아기 랑신도 시지 배나 풍보도 위나래 다도 위나래 고 다 배나 가소래다 지바이 봐 치와이 봐 티 랑신 딘데지 봐 티가 지 치마시 야고 시마이나 다 치와 토도 봐봐래 나자 레베 까블라 다고 공간에 신규에서 다고 시마시로 대성기 지바 모형을 시제다 다 시나다 편도 채용하지 마시마래 시나 편도 채용하지
So, yeah, and of course, on top of that, you know, if you add the understanding of karma, you know, then it makes the whole, you know, experience even more rich and profound. You're able to deal with it, right? You know, on top of the suffering nature, you add karma, right? And anyway, meaning this is what I think. It is the big difference between knowing and not knowing. So there's a big difference, you know. If we know and accept that, our body is a if like it or not, is disintegrating moment to moment. Aging, yeah? And you will get sick, like it or not. You will die, like it or not, right? So if we know, you know and accept it, I think it's much better. It's my what I think is much better than just pretending that, you know, these things don't exist or not refusing to or just refusing to accept, refusing to even think about it, right? Yeah.
독신이 다 파 마시마지 샤세 마요나다 약으로 와. 다 마요한다 파한테 약으로. 다이나 남지마다 요한이 녀바다. 용도 강아시 책도 어디래.
Well, you know, we refuse to accept it and we don't look at it. And yet at the same time, if life goes on smoothly, you don't get sick, you don't die, it's fine, you know. It's okay, no, not too bad, you know, right? There's not, well, something to be said about it, you know. But it's like it or not, a confirmed job sign, we say, you know. We will definitely get sick, yeah. And definitely will die. So.
어떠시니 신세다 소소이다 익셉시투나다 강해체 용하시다 반다 코랑 가다 미디 라바티나 시르 다 돈다니 코랑 바나레다 촉시 세데 지그레 다 촉마시 바이나 제네 다 동아 용하 촉시에는 동아 중아 용그레 강 강해나 제레 다가 나신 단다야고 변나 치와 나와 겨와 가와 세드즈 바고 니즈 시즈 소소이다 아니 익셉시투나 제레 아니 뭐네 치투나 아니
Yeah, so if we can accept, you know, accept that this is the reality, you know, that we are aging, we get sick definitely, like, you know, we will die, then definitely, much less mental turmoil and disturbance when we meet with these different stages of life, right? Like, you know, like the gentleman who said earlier, expectations, right? Yeah. Expectations really, you know, create a lot of suffering. So if we, and it's not just talking about our body, you know, dealing with our death or our sickness, but basically everything in life, isn't it, right? The more expectations we have, and the more pain we have, isn't it? So if we are content, you know, accept life is suffering, you know, life is this and that, you know? The reality, accept the reality, yeah. Then, I think much less mental suffering.
What in the Tinza Yan, Tishua Tile, Chazanta, Shin Kukuyor, Inaya, Samotan to Yan, Samotan Chabakuyor, Samotan Chabamanaya, Ko Kasoraya, Sim Duru Toshi, Anishia, Tinanga Yuguyor, Chazanta. Pagi lamrim kablaya tangbo taju nyaka sineta nyala sungai junzin chitire koya ko kale chin dogai chimata ya chik kapkol tunga ki rashi chiku samaya sen busu tosya ni shumdu seya yungkuyare ta gomjaya ki nyaka diya shingu kuyare.
While it is important to recognize all these what have we just discussed, isn't it? How samsara is suffering, our life is the nature of suffering, everything, you know, actually is the nature of suffering, which is the truth, isn't it? But yet at the same time, you must know how to think. You must know when to think what. When to think and what to think at the correct time. Otherwise, for some people, when they think of suffering, it makes their mind very uptight, very narrow, very compressed and, you know, and stressed, you know. That's wrong, you know. You must know how to think. That's why when we train in our minds, we have to train it in stages. That's why you think right at the beginning of the Lamrim, you have the topic of the human life of freedom and endowments. One of the reasons is this, isn't it? Right. There's hope, right? So then, that's why we have to know how to think, how to progressively train the mind.
You know? That you will do the learning, one is that Soso Chevron, Chituva, and a shingy lule, and short to join, cousin Shubana Shere, and a chick, one a college vina, Tonum Sato Totu, Gonum Sato Totu, Tendi, Soso Miluti Shakyore, cousin Shubana Sampton, the one is that Soso Luigi, that one is ten shaman or charge, and some shuji got to you, I think. What did that?
Yeah, so when we think of our own human life of freedoms and endowments, right? That how we have really obtained it, and how on the basis of it, you know, we can achieve so many things, you know, we want. Whatever, you know, you can choose. Whatever you want, you can achieve it. You can create the causes for it with this human life of freedom and endowments, right? And how a human life of freedom and endowments is especially exalted compared to other bases, yeah. Other kind of rebirths, right? Like we remember, like how our human life of freedom and endowments that we have, if we work hard, if we work correctly, how a human life of freedom and endowments, right, is one of the best bases for newly attaining paths like the paths of seeing, path of meditation, and so forth, right? So when you put all these you know, bits and pieces of information together, right, you only feel happy. You know? I mean, you really feel this sense of, yeah, you know, enthusiasm and, you know, joy, you know. Yeah.
What did it? Tango to Kazu Shuana, Shiva, Tasuki last to that. When she last on the top, she was your denial. Dingy Chane, that Tom Sato Tomato, Colum Sato Tomato, Dinam Shasunto, Tango to Ludi, and it's in one detail shoot. That Tolum Colum said, Sato Top to it. Today, some Tama, and it's in one is your social to be Ludi Shendamadrim. Did you remember Ludi Tobal, when is it that? So the Yawama Kaleshi, Yabiawata, Sudim Swana. Ani malam deba tak, tiri jisau ke cawse, tapi ni mungkin uji cie bola sama kurtukro. Tapi dia kau itu ni, mana sih tu? Semang kawat cawce yang kuyar le, tapi.
One of the earlier discussions, like how even the gods, you know, the gods of the form realm, for example, right? I mean, yes, they have come abiding and special insight, you know, right? They have, but. Yes, in compared to us, you know, yeah, they have, you know, these amazing mental qualities, you know, come abiding and worldly special insight. But they cannot newly achieve the paths of the transcendental paths. Yeah, they cannot achieve, you know, newly achieve the paths of seeing and the path of meditation on that basis, right? So whereas our basis is one of the best bases, the human life of freedom and empowerment is one of the best bases, right, for newly attaining these transcendental powers. And then on top of that, if we reflect on how hard we must have worked in the past, you know, that's why we got this human rebirth now, because we have kept pure morality, and we've did some kind of practice of generosity and so forth, which are the favorable assisting conditions, right? And we must have also made many stainless prayers and dedications. And that's why we are experiencing this result now, this human life of freedom and endowments. So when you put all these points together, then it gives rise to a sense of joy.
Is
never meant to be done with a depressed mind, unhappy mind, unwilling mind, you know, the kind of grouchy mind, or whatever, you know, the similar adjectives, synonyms you can use. This has never been the case, and it should never be the case. Dharma practice, you know, has to be done happily, willingly, you know, with a sense of joy, you know, you can do it. And in particular, I think you need to have this self-confidence, you know, this positive self-esteem, you know, confidence. You know. It's very important that we practice like that, you know, all the time. I mean, with the attitude. You know. That's why I think it's really important to really meditate on the topic of the human life of freedoms and endowments. Is it? Yeah.
But
if we just think of the human life of freedom and endowments alone, and then, you know, one might then think that life is so wonderful, you know, so good, you know, and then you just live life thinking that wonderful, not without doing anything, you know, anything right, you know, you just think, oh, then there is that danger as well. So that's why you also need to meditate on the death and impermanence in order to persuade our minds to practice Dharma. That's why you have to think of death and impermanence as well. So anyway, my point is that when we train our mind, you know, we practice, we have to practice according to the lamrim. Practice has to be done, training has to be done according to the lamrim, the stages of the path here. Well, that's why Buddha didn't just talk about suffering, isn't it? He talked about the source of suffering, the origin of our problems, right? And he presented the cessation, that there is a possibility to an end of all this, you know? And here's the method, and here's the path, you know? Right? Buddha didn't talk about, hey, you know, there's suffering, you know? So, so if you know, you know, you have an idea of the whole picture, you know, really makes a difference, you know? Really makes a difference to the mind, yeah. If there is no solution to the suffering, then yes, it is better to be ignorant. It's better not to know, not to think about suffering, not to remember suffering, not to meditate on suffering, if there's no way out. Yeah, it's pointless, isn't it? But because there is a way out, that's why it's very important to think about suffering, to recognize, accept it, you know, and to recognize, yeah. Because there's a way out, yeah.
Okay? Huh? Alright, stop here.
Okay, finish off the usual prayers.